Welcome to Books in the Middle, a podcast just for middle school books. Have you ever really wanted something, but you weren't sure if you actually had the courage to get it? Meet Lily. Lily has wanted to be Brody's girlfriend pretty much forever. Well, at least as long as she can remember. At least as long as she's been in high school. And the problem is, well, there are several problems, but the main one is that he's had a girlfriend for the last 2 years. But, wonders of wonders, he and his girlfriend have broken up. And just in time for the spring fling. The problem is, Lily would have to, you know, actually ask him out. And she's really nervous about this because Lily doesn't really think she's maybe the kind of girl that Brody would go for. And it doesn't help that her neighbor, Quincy, does not see the two of them together at all. In fact, he's constantly kind of saying it would never work. But Lily doesn't understand why not. I mean, Brody's on the swim team and Lily loves to swim. They're both on the newspaper, the school newspaper together, so come on, right? I mean, what else do they need to have in common? So she works up the nerve. She's decided she's going to ask him. But where would probably be the absolute worst place to ask someone out? You know, they would have all kinds of eyes on you. Yeah, that's right. Lunch. That, of course, is where Lily decides to ask Brody because they have lunch together and she just has got the courage at that moment, so she goes for it. I say, my voice suddenly quivering like an electric eel on full volts, about what I was going to ask you this morning. Right, he swallows his food and takes another bite. Shoot. Well, I just... Hey, is this about the special report on price gouging in the school vending machines? His brows drop to shade his golden brown eyes. I verified my numbers with 3 independent snack food distributors. I love that he's so dedicated to his work and excited about this expose, but is a nickel a candy bar really price gouging? Actually, it's about spring fling, I blurt. Since you and Courtney broke up, I was wondering if you might want to... My question trails off as I see his eyes go soft with something that looks dangerously like sympathy. No, 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 not a good sign. He sets his fork down and stands up. Oh, Lil, he says, sounding sincerely sad. You know I love you, but... No phrase in the history of civilization begins with, I love you, but has ever ended well. Sure, I say quickly, eager to get my humiliation over with. No problem. Tears prickle at the back of my eyes. Forget I asked. I turn away, but Brody grabs my arm. Listen, he says, pulling me back to face him. I need some time on my own right now to find out what I really want for the first time in 2 years. It wouldn't be fair to you or any girl if I said yes. Whatever. He's just too nice to say he'd never in a million billion years go with someone like me. Of course, I say, sniffing, hoping my tears don't well up beyond the point of surface tension. I totally understand. And I totally need to get out of here. Lily races out of the cafeteria and unfortunately bumps into the one person she really doesn't want to see. Quincy, the next door neighbor, who takes one look at her face and basically says, I told you so. Not what Lily or anyone at that point would want to hear. But Quincy surprises her because he says, look, if you really want Brody, I know how to get him for you. The question is, what could Quincy possibly want in return? There is one more small, minor thing that can complicate this entire relationship, though. That is that Lily happens to be a mermaid. Forgive My Fins by Tara Lynn Childs.